Welcome to the foundation of this course of restorative yoga teacher training. So, as we talk already in the video with me, let's dive deep in what is restorative yoga. So, restorative yoga is a practice in which we take the body to such an extent that we feel confident enough to truly relax and calm the mind. It is about holding resting poses for a long time. What is happening when we hold resting poses? We are really able to release mental and emotional tensions, especially those emotions, those tensions which are deep inside us, which are there maybe for a long time. Most of the time, we don't even know how much stuff we are holding inside. So our mind is constantly busy mulling over future and past actions. Think about yourself. Think how much present are you during the day. Most of the time, you find yourself thinking about the past or thinking about the future. And if we are never present, this way might be exhausted for us. You know, we start to be stressed because we are never here in the moment, in the now. So either you are a teacher or practitioner, this course will give you a lot, will help you first to understand the importance of taking a break, of being present. You will experiment, you will learn by your own experience. That's why every section has some practice for you. Sometimes it's a class, a restorative yoga class, sometimes it's a pranayama class. Then it will be up to you how much you want to dive in this experience. So this disconnection that we experiment within ourselves, this disconnection with the present sometimes prevents us from practicing yoga properly. And it forces us to reduce discipline to pure physical exercise. How many times we go on the mat and we are thinking, okay, I need to move, let's start with the sun salutation, I need to release this tension, and how many times we cut our class, our practice, before the Shavasana. Because let's be honest, most of the students and the practitioner, if they don't have enough time or they think they don't have enough time, which is going to be a great topic we're going to see together, what do you leave out? Usually you leave out the final relaxation, which according to the traditional yoga, to the therapeutic yoga that I study, is as important as the dynamic part, as the all the asana and physical part. The same is happening for pranayama. Think about your practice. How many times you're practicing pranayama or breath exercises or breath technique during your yoga routine? If you don't have time, I'm sure that's the first one that we cut out. And I don't want to judge you or me or any kind of practice. I think it's always good to put yourself on the mat and to start your practice. So don't get me wrong. I don't want to be judgmental. So I just want slowly to take you in a place when for this course, we will give the priority to the pranayama and to the restorative pose. And we will start to dive in Shavasana. This is going to be your first strong experience, and you will understand why. So back to our foundation. Okay, this was just an overview, just to give you an idea. Why to practice? Why we are practicing restorative yoga? Yoga, as you know, and as we all know, is a practice that unites us to our true selves, to our true spirits. According to traditional and more ancient yoga, this happened through the asanas. but not really the dynamic asana, but the asana that we are able to maintain in a comfortable and stable way, you know, and through pranayama and meditation. This is what I'm teaching always to my students. I repeat over and over that one of the definitions of asana is a stable position that they can hold for a little bit of time without suffering, but actually in a very comfortable way with the free breath, like they were going into a meditation pose. Then, of course, we can't apply this to every yoga practice, especially for the dynamic one, or maybe advanced or intermediate asana. But that was one of the most beautiful definitions I learned during my experience as a yoga practitioner and as a teacher. So I give you this question. How can we be present when our mind, which I often call the monkey mind, which is coming from a Swami, jumps from the past to the future and vice versa? How can we be present if we are jumping and moving? Of course we can. Of course we can. There are stylists that they approach the cleaning of the mind in this way as well. The approach of restorative is the letting go approach. So while our mind is constantly busy, our body stays active and becomes more and more tense, whatever we are doing. Restorative yoga allows us to stop. Of course, this is happening because we use supports, we use props. Sometimes we don't need them anyway. And restorative yoga allows us to abandon any single cell of our body and is helping to stimulate and regulate the parasympathetic nervous system. You will hear a lot about the nervous system, a lot. I wanted to give a big part in this course because I evaluate the knowledge of the teacher on the sympathetic nervous system, parasympathetic, and generally I think because we, as a teacher, as a practitioner, we are always reading about that and talking about that and creating classes around that. We have to be aware. We need the basic knowledge for the nervous system. And restorative yoga will help you to understand that. Restorative yoga allows us to stimulate the calm of the mind. So why is it different from the other practice? Restorative yoga, it focuses on two main points, letting go and grounding. So we are going to sit together. We are going to first leave the restorative yoga together. We are going to experiment all the concept by practicing. And then I will explain you why and how this can happen. And then you will learn how to teach this to others. I think the best way to learn something is to practice it. And restorative yoga needs a little practice every day. It's like when you want to start a meditation and pranayama or breath exercise, you have to leave the experience on yourself. And this will help you really to understand more your students, the difficulties that they will come up during the practice, because this is what is going to happen. To stay 15-20 minutes in Shavasana is not always comfortable. Depends from the day we are coming from, depends from the stress, the tense, the thoughts. So you will experiment, you will feel the experience on yourself, and then you will be able to teach it. So restorative yoga, the supports are essential to reach our goal. And when I say supports, they can also be homemade. So don't be stressed about all the yoga props. This course is designed to teach you and to to teach you how to teach. So in both cases, you're teaching online or you're teaching your studios, you don't have to spend so much money on props. Of course, if we'll get passionate about this one day, you will want to buy everything, but I find really a simple way to adapt the yoga props to what we have in the house and what your students have in the house. So restorative yoga needs a lot of support, and during this course you will learn how to teach grounding and safety. You will teach your students how to prepare a healthy and fertile ground to build their yoga practice on. Restorative yoga will help your students and you to benefit even more from the practice of Hatha yoga, Yin yoga, Vinyasa, prenatal, postnatal. Restorative yoga is a support for every human being, every teacher, every student, not because it's simple, but because it can be adapted to every student's need, to every human body. What I want to teach you is how to use the principle of restorative yoga, how to become confident with props, and how to create your own style of restorative. This is the yoga practice of introspection and patience. So I want you to think about that. You are starting a course which is going to help you to improve your patience, and a course that will allow you to get to know yourself in depth. Poses in restorative yoga are held for 5 to 30 minutes, and not, of course, for every asana. Some asana, we will hold them for 1 or 2 minutes, then depends from the level of your student as well. And the final relaxation is very important, so we are going to keep shavasana between 15 and 20 minutes, even 25. One of the peculiarities of restorative yoga is that it adapts to everyone, regardless of age and experience. So it's going to be an extreme value for your course. I design the course in this way to give you some specific audio so you can learn, you know, by being free to move in a space. Maybe you can prepare the props and start to listen the audio of section A and then section B, and then you can move to your practice with the videos, and then you will have all the trailers about how to get into the pose, how to go that, and which correction you might want to apply to your students. So this was just an overview of what is restorative yoga. Now, in the next audio, we will see the difference between restorative and yin yoga.